Hi everybody, thanks for coming back for another installment in our vlog series covering the export control rules under ITAR and EAR. Now these rules generally restrict the export of certain controlled items without a license or some form of pre-approval. And as we've mentioned in our other vlogs, we're going to frame our discussion of the rules around these four key areas: restrictions, exports, controlled items, and prior approval or licenses. So we've already covered ITAR in our other vlogs, and we're now talking about the rules under EAR. And in our last vlog, we talked about controlled items under EAR. Now, since most of the restrictions under EAR are in connection with exports and re-exports of controlled items, today we're going to talk about three things that contractors should know about exports under EAR. So one thing that contractors should know is that exports and re-exports apply to three categories of transfers. The definitions of export and re-export under EAR mirror each other, and both definitions cover three categories of transfers. The first category of transfer includes those that we typically think of when we think about exports. Specifically, this category covers transfers that are actual shipments or transmissions from one country to another. These include both taking an item and also sending an item in any manner, including electronically and physically. So with regard to this first category, the definition of export talks about shipment or transmissions out of the United States in any manner, while the definition of re-export talks about shipments or transmissions from one foreign country to another foreign country in any manner. The second category of transfers includes releasing or otherwise transferring technology or source code, but not object code. So first of all, technology is defined by EAR to mean information that is necessary for the development, production, use, operation, installation, maintenance, repair, overhaul, or refurbishing of an item. And technology includes information in any tangible or intangible form, including oral or written communications, blueprints, designs, plans, diagrams, models, or formula. So for the second category of transfers of technology and source code, the term export refers to releases or transfers inside the U.S. of technology and source code to a foreign person in the U.S. And this is called a deemed export. The term re-export covers releases or transfers of technology and source code outside the U.S. to a foreign person of a country other than the foreign country where the release is taking place, and this is called a deemed re-export. So if this category of export covers transfers of technology within the U.S. to a foreign person, what about transferring technology outside the U.S.? Well, that's already covered in the first category of exports and re-exports, which includes shipments or transmissions to locations outside the U.S. The third category of transfers are transfers of spacecraft that are subject to EAR and not eligible for export or re-export under a license exception. And so for this category, the definition of export refers to transfers by a person in the U.S. to a person in another country or to a national of another country. And the definition of re-export refers to a transfer by a person outside the U.S. to a person in another country or a national of another country. The second thing that contractors should know is that releases can occur by oral disclosure and visual inspection. So we said the second category of exports and re-exports covers releases of technology and source code. Well, EAR defines what releases are, and it says that releases of technology and source code software can occur through a visual inspection of an item by a foreign person that reveals the technology or source code that is subject to EAR. The definition of release also says that a release of technology and source code software includes oral or written exchanges of technology or source code with a foreign person. EAR also says that releasing technology or software by providing access to it, and an example could be making it available for download. Well, this kind of release is subject to the export control rules and requires the same kind of authorization as if the technology or software were exported or re-exported to the person. So one other thing to keep in mind is that when you consider the definition of release, which includes visual, oral, and written disclosures, and consider that along with the second category of exports and re-exports, which covers transfers to a foreign person that take place within a country. Well, when you consider those two things, you can see how easily it might be to inadvertently cause an export that is subject to EAR. For example, simply talking to a foreign person in the US about technology or a certain source code, or showing a foreign person in the US the technology or source code, maybe through a demo or presentation, well, those could be exports under EAR. The third thing that contractors should know is that the export rules cover encryption source code software and encryption object code software. So we said the definitions of export and re-export cover releases of source code software, but not object code. Well, what about object code? First, let's get some technical definitions out of the way. Under EAR, source code is defined as a convenient expression of a process that can be turned by a programming system into an equipment executable form, while object code is defined as an equipment executable form of a convenient expression of a process that was compiled by a programming system. So one is before and the other is after. Now getting back to exports, apart from the general definitions under EAR of export and re-export that we just talked about, there's a more specific provision under EAR that covers exports of certain kinds of object code, specifically encryption object code software. Under this more specific provision under EAR, exports of encryption source code software and encryption object code software include actual shipments, transfers or transmissions outside the US, as well as transfers of software in the US to an embassy or an affiliate of a foreign country. This provision also says that exports include simply making the encryption object code and encryption source code available for transfer outside the US without taking precautions to prevent unauthorized transfers. So one final point, if it's not already apparent from this discussion, is that the rules on exporting software that is controlled by EAR, including source code, well, these rules can get very granular and specific, so it may take a bit of digging to determine whether a transfer is an export and what is required, including the kinds of notices and acknowledgments that have to be given for that export to take place. So to sum up, the three things that contractors should know about exports under EAR are 1. Exports and re-exports apply to 3 categories of transfers. 2. Releases can occur by oral disclosure and visual inspection. And 3. The export rules cover encryption source code software and encryption object code software. Well, that's all for today's vlog. We hope you come back for our next installment in our export control series, and thanks again for joining us for this episode of the GovCon video blog.